朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想最近的问安对我们来说都是有很深刻的意义。
Recently, our greetings become so much more meaningful.
因为美国最近的经济实在非常非常的不景气。
Because the economy is really getting worse now.
尤其从911事件以后，这个雪上加霜。
Especially after the events on September 11th.
所以很多的人都失业，都面临经济的压力。
Many people have lost jobs and endure financial trials.
有一个教会门口放了一个牌子。
There was a sign placed in front of a church.
他说你最近有很多思虑烦恼，以至于你天天不能睡觉吗
？The sign says, "Oh, do you have so much worries that you lose sleep?"
欢迎你进来试试看我们的教会。
Welcome you to come and try our church.
你们怎么都没有幽默感呢
？How come you don't have sense of humor?
很多人在外面睡不着，来到神家就睡着了。
Because if you cannot fall asleep, then you sure can when you come to the church.
你真睡不着，你礼拜天来的话，这个可能会帮助你睡着。
Because the Sunday sermon might help you to fall asleep.
但是弟兄姊妹，能够让我们去除心中的思虑跟烦恼的话。
But then, what really can remove our worries?
只有我们来到神的面前，我们才可能卸得下这些的重担。
Is to come before our God.
撒迦利亚书第一章第三节，万耶和华说：“你们若回转向我，我就转向你们。”
Zechariah chapter 1 verse 3 says, "If you turn to me, I will turn to you."
这是万军之耶和华说的。
Says the Lord the host.
弟兄姊妹，我们带着任何的难处，甚至我们的失败和软弱，我们转向神的时候。
Anytime we can turn to God with all our weaknesses and failures.
弟兄姊妹，在我们里面要起了奇妙的大转变。
And there will be great transformation in us.
我们最近一连串讲到归回。
For a series of messages, we talk about returning.
从哪里归回呢
？Where do we turn from？
从撒旦的辖制底下。
From the control of Satan.
从我们失败的情形里面。
From our failures.
从我们一切的软弱和痛苦的里面。
From all our weaknesses and our pain.
弟兄姊妹，神一再的呼召我们回来吧，回来吧。
God keeps on calling us to return.
什么时候我们转向神，神就必定转向我们。
Whenever we turn to God, He will turn to us for sure.
弟兄姊妹，其实神的心。从来没有转离过我们。
Actually, God's heart never departed from us.
那个路加福音十五章的浪子出去漂流。
The prodigal son in Luke chapter 15 went away from home.
但是父亲天天守在那里，等着孩子回来。
But his father waits for him every single day.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要永远要操练归回，做个归回的人。
So we always have to be a person who can return.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
我们任何时候都可以回转向神。
Anytime we can turn to God,
他就欢迎我们，他就迎接我们。
He welcomes us and accepts us.
他用最好的祝福赐给我们。
And he blesses us with the best.
弟兄姊妹，归回是一个大的福气。
This is a big blessing to be able to return.
但是我们不仅仅回到神的祝福和神的旨意里面。
Not only we return back to God's blessing and will.
底下就说到神在我们身上有一个更深的祝福。
God has an even deeper blessing for us.
他让我们在他的重建的这个工作上一同有份。
He wants us to participate in his work of rebuilding.
因为如果我们没有重建的工作，
because if we do not rebuild,
弟兄姊妹，我们会常常滑跌，常常被掳。
Then we will often drift away and be captured again.
除非我们回到我们生活、生命的根基的问题去面对它。
Unless we return and face the foundation of our life.
不然我们这个人就像旅馆里面那个旋转厅一样啊，一下在里面，一下在外面。
Otherwise, it will just be the turning
或是我、
revolving elevator, right?
或是我们像云霄飞车一样，我们一下高一下低的。
Or we'll be like a roller coaster, we'll go up and down.
我们转向神，我们就喜乐，我们就平安。
If we turn to God, then we will enjoy peace and joy.
但是可能我们离开教会的时候，我们又滑跌了。
But then maybe we will fall again after soon as we leave the church.
我们一上车可能就发了一个脾气，祝福都掉了。
Maybe we as soon as we get into the car, we'll throw a temper tantrum and we'll lose all the blessings.
弟兄姊妹，神需要在我们身上有一些重建的工作。
So God needs to rebuild something in us.
因为这是我们里面根基的问题。
Because the problem resides in the foundation.
所以我们这句一连串前两次信息，我们讲到第一件事情，重建祭坛。
So the first thing we talk about is to rebuild the altar.
什么叫做重建祭坛呢？
What does it mean for us to rebuild the altar?
就是我们要重建我们生活的秩序。
Because we have to reprioritize our life.
能够让主居首位。
So that the Lord will be the first.
因为什么？我们的时间，我们的金钱，我们的体力，我们的情感都有限。
Because our money and our time, energy and our affections are all limited.
而我们外面的要求，我们责任，甚至这个世界在我们身上的吸引有这么多。
But yet there's so much demand of us, and then there's so much temptation around us.
这么小的，这么有限的时间、体力和精神，要去应付这么多的需要，有什么？我们觉得时间不够用。
So we have to face all these demands with our limited time, energy, and ourselves.
我们觉得体力不够用。
And we feel our energy is limited.
我们觉得钱不够用。
And our money is limited.
弟兄姊妹，我们什么都不够用。
And everything is so limited and scarce.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的生活必须要有 priority， 要有优先顺序。
So we have to have a priority in our life.
我们要把最重要的事情，我们来先做它。
We have to prioritize so the most important one would be the first.
但是弟兄姊妹，什么东西是最重要的事情呢？
So what is the most important in our life?
弟兄姊妹，就到底主在我们的生命里面是不是被摆在该摆的地位上？
Is the Lord being placed at the right priority in our life?
如果我们今天没有把主摆在对的位置上面，
If we do not place the Lord at the right priority,
弟兄姊妹，圣经上早就告诉我们，我们的劳苦愁烦一定加增。
The Bible tells us that our sorrow will increase.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这一连串讲到要恢复祭坛。
So when we talk about to rebuild the altar,
弟兄姊妹，我讲了两次信息，我们必须要再往前走了。
And now we have to move forward.
可是我心里面就觉得说，主啊，祭坛的生活真是不容易。
But yet I know that it is hard to live a life of consecration.
我多么不希望弟兄姊妹，我们信息一关一段，好像听故事一样听过去了。
I don't want us to listen to sermons just like listen to stories, a series of stories.
但是它却没有实现，真正具体落实在我们的生活里面。
But yet it does not get practiced in our life.
有一次有一个牧师在上面讲到天国的那个美丽、幸福、快乐。
One time, a pastor was preaching about the beauty and the happiness in heaven.
他说大家都愿不愿意上天国
？And then he asked, "Does anyone wants to go to heaven?"
底下都说愿意啊。
And everybody says, "Yes, we do."
他说有没有人现在就愿意上天国的，请举手。
Anyone want to go to heaven right now?
没有一个举手的。
None.
那弟兄姊妹，我们有很多时候，我们赞成，我们喜欢一些道理。
A lot of times we enjoy, we agree with some sermons.
但是我们心里面并没有真正的像我们所说的、所知道的、真实的喜欢它。
But not with our heart.
像我们上个前两个礼拜都讲到祭坛的重要。
Like for 2 weeks we talk about the importance of living a life of altar.
但是我们要问说，弟兄姊妹，过去两个礼拜。我们重建祭坛没有？
But then now we have to ask ourselves, for the past 2 weeks, have we rebuilt our altar?
我们有多少的人，多少的家，我们真正在主的面前开始重修久已毁坏的祭坛？
How many of us and how many families among us have rebuilt the altar that's been destroyed?
我知道很多人有啊，弟兄姊妹，我感谢主。
I know a lot of us have, and I really thank God.
弟兄姊妹，就像我说的，祭坛的道理容易懂，甚至容易传。
I know that it's easy to preach and to understand about the altar.
但是祭坛的生活，奉献的生活不容易过。
But it's hard to live a life of an altar.
对我们是挑战，对我们是挑战。
That is truly a challenge to all of us.
今天早晨我们要往前跨一步，要讲到重建圣殿。
Now we want to move forward to talk about rebuilding the temple.
因为这枚祭坛不是一个整个重建最终的目的。
Because the rebuilding the altar is not the ultimate purpose of rebuilding.
祭坛是一个根基。
It is only a foundation.
它要把我们带进一个更完全、更全面的重建。
That will bring us forward to an even complete rebuilding.
弟兄姊妹，那在我们讲什么叫做重建祭坛之前呢？
Before we talk about what it means to rebuild the temple,
我们稍微先来看一下圣殿对以色列人来说它有什么重要的意义。
We have to first to see the significance of the holy temple to the Israelites.
也再进一步的来说，圣殿今天到底对我们新约的子民。又有什么意义？
And then again, what does it mean for us, the people of New Testament?
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，以色列人来说，对以色列来说，他们里面最骄傲的、最宝贝的，就是因为他们是神的选民。
We all know that for Israelites, they're so proud of themselves because they are God's chosen people.
这个骄傲骄傲到一个地步，他们觉得外邦人是猪是狗一样。
The pride was so big that they regard Gentiles as pigs and dogs.
只有他们是 God's chosen people, 神的选民。
Only they were God's chosen people.
那弟兄姊妹，到底什么东西让他们这么有把握、有信心，知道他们是神的选民呢？
But what made them so sure that they were God's chosen people?
一个是借着神的话语。
First of all, through God's words, God's law was handed into their hands.
另外一个就是他们的圣殿。
And then it's their temple.
弟兄姊妹，他们为什么知道自己跟世人不一样？因为有这两件宝贝在他们中间。
How did they know that they were different from the rest of the people? Because they have these two treasures.
神的心意借着律法传给了他们。
God's will was preached to them through the words.
而神说，神拣选他西安，拣选他的殿作为他的居所。神跟他们同在。
And then God also promised that he has chosen the Zion to be his dwelling place. God was with them.
所以弟兄姊妹，这两件事情对以色列人来说太重要了。
So these two things were so important to the Israelites.
没有这两个，他们就不会觉得他们跟世人有什么不一样。
Without these two things, they were no different from the rest of the people.
所以以色列人到今天为止，他们都非常非常重视他们家教中传摩西的律法。
So even until today, Israelites really emphasis and care about passing on the law of Moses.
他们很重视传神的话给他们的后代。
They care very much to preach, pass down the words of God to the generations.
而且他们也非常重视圣殿。
And they care about the holy temple.
虽然圣殿早就已经被拆毁了。
Even though it's been destroyed a long time ago.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你有机会到耶路撒冷、到以色列地去访问的话
，But if we had a chance to visit Jerusalem,
你知道当从前他们盖会堂，他们都是门向着耶路撒冷去的。
You will notice that all the synagogues were built with the door facing Jerusalem.
不管这些会堂盖在什么城市、什么地方，他们都是面向耶路撒冷。
Regardless of which city the synagogue resided in, they all face the city of Jerusalem.
有一次我看到一个录影带讲到犹太人，就是讲到近代的犹太人。
Once I viewed a videotape, it talks about the Israelites, modern Israelites.
他们王国被抛流到世界各地去。
And then they were in exile to all nations in the world.
弟兄姊妹，他们不管到了哪一个国家，当他们发达起来的时候
，whatever country they went to after they become prosperous，
他们就算盖了新的房子
，and then they would build new houses，
甚至他们盖了他们新的会堂聚会的地方
，or even they built their new temple or synagogues，
他们永远把他们前面进门的地方弄得像废壁残垣一样，旧旧的。
They always built the front like something being destroyed.
他们在这里说要提醒他们所有的这个犹太人，我们的国家仍然是灭亡，我们的圣殿仍然是毁坏的。
In order to remind themselves that our nations and our holy temple are still destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，因为圣殿对他们的意义太重大。
Because holy temple is so meaningful, significant to them.
今天因为时间的关系，我没有空去读很多经文给弟兄姊妹。
We have no time to visit all the scriptures in the Bible.
所以我想我就很简短地提到三个点对以色列人的意义和重要。
So I mentioned to you three significance of the holy temple to Israel.
那第一件事情，圣殿对以色列人来说，那是神立民的居所。
First of all, the holy temple is the place that the Lord has put His name.
刚才念师姊妹带我们读的那段经文，他说：“愿你昼夜看顾这殿。”这是你应许立为你名的居所。
It's like the scripture that Sister Nancy said, Second Chronicles chapter 6 verse 20. May your eyes be open toward this temple day and night.
弟兄姊妹，讲到殿在旧约是神特别挑的一个地方，神住在那里。
Temple is a special place that God has chosen for His dwelling place.
今天新约对我们来说，我想我们都很熟悉啊，特别我们今天背诵的经文。哥林多前书第三章十六节到十七节说到我们也就是神的殿。
Now in the Bible, the New Testament tells us that we are His holy temple.
他说岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Do you not know that you are a holy temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you?
后面说到这个殿是圣的，这个殿就是你们。
This temple is holy and this temple is you.
所以对以色列人来说，他们是一个外面的殿。
For Israelites, the temple is something of outward material.
他们到今天在乎的仍然是那个外面的殿。
Today, what they care still is the outward temple.
对我们新约的子民来说，知道这个殿指的教会。
But for us, people of the New Covenant, we know that this temple refers to the church.
而不是指的外面教堂的建筑，而是指的我们里面教会的见证。
It does not refer to the our building, but the testimony of a church.
而第二件事情说到圣殿是神百姓侍奉神和敬拜神的地方。
Secondly, the holy temple is a place where the people of God can serve and worship God.
你就发现一切的献祭、敬拜、赞美和侍奉都在圣殿里面举行。
All the offering of sacrifices, praises, and worship all take place in the holy temple.
有守门的，有歌唱的，有看守府库的，有各样的祭司、利未人，他们都在那里侍奉神。
There are all kinds of priests and Levites, and they were serving God with all kinds of services.
那第三，圣殿是讲到彰显神荣耀的地方。
Thirdly, the holy temple is the place where God manifests His glory.
诗篇二十六篇第八节说到，神的殿是神彰显荣耀的居所。
God's temple is the place where God manifests His glory.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们今天没有时间细细去讲这些。
We don't have time to develop more on these.
这个圣殿整个的建造，它的材料，它用的材料，每一个材料都有讲究的。
Because there's a significance with every single building material for the temple.
甚至它每一个尺寸都有讲究的。
And all the measurement means something.
而里面所放的每一样东西都有它属灵的意义在。
And all the articles in the holy temple has its spiritual meaning.
每一样都在这里见证神的荣耀。
And every single article in the holy temple testify God's glory.
你进到会幕或进到圣殿，第一件事情碰到一个大的铜祭坛。
Soon as you enter into the temple or the tabernacle, you encounter the holy altar.
讲到基督为我们死在那里。
That means Christ died for us there.
讲到我们也在这里把自己奉献给神。
And that's also the place where we offer ourselves to God.
对不对？圣所里面摆着金灯台、陈设饼的桌子，各式各样的东西都有属灵的意义啊。
And all the lampstands and the table and the consecrated bread, they all mean something.
那今天我们没有时间一个一个去讲它。
And we have no time today to develop.
每一个都讲到神那个伟大的生命见证和恩典在这里被彰显被摆设出来。
Everything tells us that God's great life and holiness being manifested here.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣殿三件重要的事情。
So the three things important about the holy temple.
一个讲到神亲自住在这里。
Because God dwells there.
弟兄姊妹，这是太大的事情了。
And it's such a great thing.
那我们在那外面讲，大家没什么感觉。
Maybe we don't feel anything different.
因为你我都有一个毛病，就是我们属肉体的人常常都是凭眼见而活。
Because we who live in the flesh will always live by sight.
今天我们问说，我们相不相信神跟我们同在？
Now if we ask ourselves, do we believe that God is with us?
相信神同在的举手，我相信我们都会举起手来。
If we ask, who believes that God is with us? I'm sure all of us will raise our hands.
但是弟兄姊妹，神同在的那个实际和经历在我们里面是平平淡淡的。
But yet we feel so plain and casual about it, to experiencing His presence and His dwelling.
如果说你现在想念你在中国大陆在台湾的父母亲或是你的配偶，他突然出现在你面前，你不会没有感觉的，对不对？
Say if someone you miss for so long, all of a sudden someone you love and appear before you, it's hard for you not to have any feelings, right?
或是孩子们，你们心中的那个英雄啊，不管是 Mike Jordan 或是有人孩子们喜欢 Clinton 啊，不管你们是谁。
Or some idol that you admire like Michael Jordan, whatever.
他坐在这边，你就不会坐在地上不想听到的。
If he's here, then you would not pay attention.
但弟兄姊妹，每次讲到圣殿，讲到教会，第一件事情讲到神在我们中间。
But every time we talk about the church, we have to know that God is with us.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣殿太重要的意义了。
And this is the most important significance of the holy temple.
没有这个就不叫圣殿。
Without God's presence, it's not a temple.
没有这个就不叫教会。
Without God's presence, it's not a church.
那弟兄姊妹，第二件意义是讲到，这是我们侍奉神、敬拜神的地方。
And this is the place where we serve and worship God.
我们在这里跟神相会。
Here is the place that we meet God.
我们不仅仅从他面前领受他一切的恩惠和慈爱。
Not only that we receive His love and mercy directly from Him.
我们更是在这里把我们对他的爱、对他的赞美、敬拜来归给他。
And this is also the place where we can express our love and our worship to Him.
我们借着唱诗、借着祷告、借着各样的侍奉，我们归荣耀给他。
through singing the hymns, praises, and all kinds of services, we give Him all the glory.
而第三方面说到，这是神彰显他荣耀的地方。
And this is also the place where God manifests His glory.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，当我们先稍微知道了一下圣殿这三方面的重要意义啊。
Now that we know the significance of the Holy Temple.
那现在最关键的就来到，这到底跟我们有什么关系？
Now, what does it have to do with me?
今天以色列人还在那里拼命期望有一天要重建圣殿。
Because the Israelites are still hoping that one day they will rebuild that holy temple.
而且我们早就已经知道说以色列他们早就已经把建殿所有的材料都预备好了。
We know that they have prepared all the building materials and they're ready to go anytime.
只要环境许可，他们可以立刻把圣殿重建起来。
They can go anytime.
弟兄姊妹，而根据圣经里面，我们圣经虽然没有明说，但是太多的经文告诉我们圣殿要被重建。
And then the Bible has all kinds of prophecies that the temple will be rebuilt one day.
就在以色列人现在所在的清真寺，回教的清真寺那边，有圣殿要重新盖起来。
And at the same location where there now is a Muslim Islamic mosque stands, there will be atemple rebuild there.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天你我所在乎的圣殿的重建，不是指的那一个。
But then today, when we talk about rebuilding the temple, we're not talking about that building.
我们来是指的属灵的建造。
But the spiritual edification.
所以我们刚才讲的这个圣殿的意义以后，我们来看什么叫做重建圣殿。
Now we have to seriously look at what does it mean to us to rebuild the temple.
重建祭坛，讲到重建生活的次序。
When we say we want to rebuild the altar, we mean we want to reprioritize our life.
而重建圣殿说到重建我们生活的目的。
And then when we say we rebuild the temple, that means we reestablish the purpose of our life.
我们整个人活着是为着什么？
What do we live for?
神儿女们聚集教会是为着什么？
Why do we gather together? What for?
神为什么在地上拣选的以色列百姓，这些选民，他们到底的目的是什么？
When God chose His chosen people, what was the purpose?
弟兄姊妹，在这里讲到第一件事情，神是我们的中心。
First of all, God has to be our center.
他必须是我们一切任何的聚会、我们的生活、我们的侍奉，他是我们的中心。
God has to be the center of all our meetings, all our gatherings, our life and our services.
他也是我们聚会的目的。
He's also the purpose.
它应该是我们聚会的内容。
And also the content of our meetings.
弟兄姊妹，虽然这些的信息有一点的深，有一点的硬。
Maybe these messages are kind of hard to understand.
但是却对我们太重要了。
But they are very important to us.
原谅我说，今天有太多的聚会在神的眼中不被神纪念。
Forgive me for saying that, but I'm sure there are many meetings that are not being treasured or valued by God.
因为那个聚会不是以我们的主为我们的中心。
Because those meetings were not God-centered.
神儿女们来聚会，我们的目的不是在神的身上。
If we gather and our purpose is not on God.
而整个聚会的方式和内容不是主做这个聚会的内容。
Or the format and then the content of the meeting is not God-centered.
地上有太多打着这个旗号的聚会。
There are many meetings on earth that are like that.
但是我们的心却不是向着神去的。
But then our hearts are not toward God.
我记得我在1996年参加 Bill Gossett 这个他对牧师们有一个特别的一个 conference 一个聚会。
I attended a conference for the ministers by Bill Gothard in 1996.
那是他本人亲自来跟我们讲。
And he came to teach himself.
在他信息里面，他举了一个例子。
And then he gave an example in the conference.
他说他知道有一个传道人，他自己在牧养一个教会，大概五六十个人。
There was a pastor who pastored a church about 50 or 60 people.
多年下来都是五六十个人没有增长。
And the number never increased after many years.
一方面心里面焦急，一方面他就开始到处去打听什么方法可以让教会的人数增长。
Being so worried, he started to search for other ways to increase the number.
后来他学了一招，他回来就开始用。
And then he learned a method and he started practicing at his church.
他让教会开始唱 rock music.
And then they start singing rock music at church.
完全改变那种传统保守的作风。
They totally changed the way from the traditional way.
唱那种非常轻快、节拍非常重的，然后全场起来跳舞的诗歌。
And then they sing the rock music with heavy beats, and then everyone would dance to it.
短短的时间里面，教会从五十多个人、250个人。涨到五百多个人。
In a short time, the church increased to a number of 500.
那聚会根本挤不下，音乐一起来，大家拍啊跳啊，就起来跳舞。
There's such a big crowd in their meetings, and everyone is dancing.
我没有说今天所有跳舞的都是属肉体的。
Please Be aware that I'm not saying that all churches who are dancing are not of God.
大卫迎接西安一些约柜回来的时候，他忍不住在耶和华面前极力跳舞。
The King David danced when he welcomed the ark back to Jerusalem.
因为他整个心都是爱神的。
Because his whole heart, he loved God with his whole heart.
约柜回来，他没有办法约束他的喜乐，他在神的面前跳起来。
When the ark came back, he just couldn't control himself but dancing to it.
但是神是他的中心。
But then God was his center.
而那样子的聚会一下子多到五百多个人。
But then that church had the number increased to 500 in a short time.
有一天神光照他。
One day the Lord revealed to him.
他其实自己做这些事情，他里面并不安。
Because he didn't really have peace when he was doing this.
有一天神向他发出一个挑战。
One day God sent him a challenge.
他就顺服神，他把同样的挑战带到讲台上。向弟兄姊妹发出挑战。
In obedience, he brought the same challenge to his congregation.
好的，刚才在我们唱诗跳舞的时候
，He says, just now when we were singing the hymns and we were dancing.
有多少的人对异性产生了不单纯的念头
？How many of you had a lustful thought toward an opposite sex?
里面有那种不纯净的情欲在我们里面发动
？How many of you have lustful thoughts toward an opposite sex?
至少有二十多个人承认。
About 20 or more.
可能很多人还不敢承认。
I'm sure many of them didn't even want to admit.
因为整个聚会就是一个情感的发泄，而不是集中在主的面前。
Because all the singing was but an expression of their emotions.
他蒙了光照以后，他在主的面前他悔改。
And then after the Lord shed light to him, he repented.
他把这一切东西撤掉。
He stopped all these activities.
他们更认真在主的面前开始有合神心意的 worship.
And now they have a more serious worship toward the Lord.
弟兄姊妹人数一下子少掉一百多个，快两百个。
All of a sudden, they lost about 100 or 200 people.
但是他们在主的面前真正开始以主为中心的时候
，Now they started having God-centered meetings.
他发现神把真实的祝福倾倒给他们。
And now the Lord is pouring down true blessings.
整个教会非常明显地看见神的祝福在他们中间。
And then God's blessing was so vivid in His church.
弟兄姊妹，我们到底以什么为我们的中心
？So what is our life, the center of our life?
我们来聚会是为了什么
？Why do we come to meetings?
我们侍奉是为了什么
？Why do we serve?
连我们的生活是为了什么
？And why do we live?
我们成家为了什么
？Why do we get married?
我们在地上工作是为了什么
？Why do we go to work?
弟兄姊妹，我们生活的目的如果没有解决的话
，If we do not identify the purpose of our life,
弟兄姊妹，我们还是常常容易活在失迷和仇敌辖制的地上。
We will often become lost and confused.
刚才的诗歌告诉我们。
The hymn that we just sang.
我们活着就是为了来敬拜他。
We live to worship Him.
神是我们生活、侍奉和一切聚会的中心。
God should be the center of our meetings and our service and our life.
是我们聚会的目的。
And also the purpose of our meetings.
弟兄姊妹，每一次来聚会的时候。
Every time we come to the meetings.
甚至我们每一次进到会场呢。
Every time we enter into the meeting,
我们都求神调整我们的心态、啊。
May the Lord adjust and correct us.
主，我来，我是要来遇见你。
Lord, I come to meet you.
主，我来，我是要来听你对我说话。
I come to listen to you.
主，我来，我唱诗，我是要来敬拜你。
I come to sing to worship you.
主，我在这里接任何的服事，我是为了要讨你的喜悦。
When I serve, I want to please you.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的目的。
And that is the purpose.
不然的话
，otherwise，
这个殿就不叫做殿。
The temple is not to be called a temple。
弟兄姊妹，你去读以西结书第九章到第十一章的话
，Ezekiel chapter 9-11 tells us。
你发现原本当神的儿女们照着神的心意把圣殿盖起来的时候。
The temple was built originally according to God's will.
圣经上说到神的同在，神的荣光充满整个殿。
So when the temple was dedicated, God's glory and presence filled the place.
神的荣耀大到一个地步，人都没有办法站着侍奉神。
The glory was so great that man could not stand to serve God.
可是当神的儿女们偏离了神。
But when God's people drifted away,
虽然外面的圣殿还在
even though the building still stood there,
虽然外面好像我们还是一样有教会，有还是一样去聚会
even though just like when we still go to church,
但是弟兄姊妹，以西结书第九章让我们看见神的荣光开始离开他们。
But then Ezekiel chapter 9 tells us God's glory started to depart.
从至圣所基督伯上面，神的荣光开始移动。
The glory moved away, starting from the holy of the holy place.
到了第十章，他走到圣殿的门槛了。
And then up to chapter 10, he was at the doorway of the temple.
以西结在异象里面就看见耶和华的荣光一路往外走。
In the vision, Ezekiel saw that the glory of God started to depart.
到了外院。
And then go to the temple court.
到了城的东门。
And then to the east gate of the city.
从城东门的山上，耶和华的荣耀回到天上去。
And then from the hill country of the east gate.The glory of God departed back to heaven.
每次读以西结读到这里，我都忍不住在主的面前要掉眼泪。
Every time I read this, I could not help but weeping.
我们摸着的神依依不舍离开这个圣地。
Could we feel that God didn't really want to leave, but He did?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你。给我们来信，分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。